Queen of Sheba. Now you know Solomon had been gifted with wisdom and with riches and was a wonderful type of our Lord Jesus Christ. And now we read, when the Queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, then she came to prove him with hard questions. She came with a train of camels, with spices and with gold and with precious stones. And she came to Jerusalem, this Queen of Sheba. We find that Cush, the son of Ham, had a descendant by the name of Sheba. Heber likewise had a descendant by the name of Sheba. And Abraham had a grandson by Keturah by the name of Sheba. Sheba is the name of the place where this queen reigned. There is a difference in opinion where that this place is. Some say that it was in Africa, in the part of Ethiopia. But others, learned men, say that it was in Arabia. They say that the Lord Jesus Christ, he spake and said that the Queen of the South came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear Solomon. The uttermost parts of the earth was not Ethiopia or Africa, but it was the southernmost part of Arabia, right by the Indian Ocean and the Red Sea. This territory then was where this queen reigned. This queen, she then was a descendant, according to the learned, of Abraham by Keturah. She had some knowledge of the principles of true religion. She was a wealthy woman, and she lived here in luxury, far, far away from Jerusalem. According to the learned, she likewise had been instructed when she was young in the true principles of true religion. And she lived in this place, and she reigned here, and she was living according to the nature of every one of us by nature. But it seems from what we read in Scripture that she became a truly pious living soul. Considering that she was a woman, considering her wealth, her rank being a queen, considering that she could have enjoyed herself in all the luxuries of her riches, she went and took such a long journey from this country to come to Jerusalem. She had heard of the fame of Solomon. You know, Solomon had a navy, and he sent this navy out, and Hiram, his friend, gave him men that were accustomed to sail the sea on his ships. And they, in all probabilities, came to the ports of her country. And these mariners, these sailors, they came into this country sometimes, and they stopped there for water and supplies. And they began to spread the fame of Solomon. They began to relate to the inhabitants of the wonder that God had done to this son of David back in Jerusalem. How God had raised him up, a young man, had given unto him wisdom and riches as no one ever had in the world and would have, and how that God had set him upon the throne of Israel And he had built a magnificent temple unto the name of the Lord. And this fame of Solomon was spread abroad through her country. And these soldiers, these sailors, they lacked words to explain of the magnificence of this king. And now when she heard all this about this king, she thought it was greatly exaggerated. She couldn't believe the report that she heard of him. But this woman, she is a type of every one of us, my hearers. Where did she live? She lived in the uttermost parts of the earth. That's where you and I are by nature. We are far from God by wicked works. We are living in this world, serving the devil, serving sin, serving likewise our own flesh. We are like this woman, living according to the course of this world, and if we continue on in this course, we most certainly will perish. This woman, she had some knowledge of the true religion which had been taught her when she was an infant. So have you, so have I. We only got a little knowledge up here. It doesn't go any further than here. This is where it was by her, too. But God, in his goodness and in his grace, came unto this woman in this far country. She became concerned about her immortal soul, about her sins, about her guilt. She began to think, how will it go with me if I should die? Where will I appear? Has this ever taken place with any of you, my hearers? Has God ever come to you and made you concerned? Are you truly concerned about your immortal soul? No one is by nature concerned. We are never truly concerned unless God makes us so. When God begins, my hearers, then he begins with his holy law. He begins to convict us of our sinnership. And when sins are brought home to us, and we are given to see that we've transgressed every one of God's commandments, then we will attempt to restore ourselves back into his favor by obeying his law. But this we find impossible. And when this becomes an impossibility with us, we don't know what to do with ourselves. We're guilty. We're wretched. We're miserable. We don't know who to go to. We can't explain ourselves. And nobody can give us an interpretation either of what it is going on within us. This is what was going on with this poor woman. And she didn't have anybody to go to. She lived in this country and there was nobody there that could instruct her who she could go to ask and find any way whereby she could be helped internally. She was in a state of conviction of sin. She had so many questions that she would have liked to have answered, and nobody could answer them. You like that? You got a lot of questions inside, too? So many problems inside, you don't dare tell people about them, and you go to God with them, and you don't get any answer for them? This is the way this woman was. She was very much concerned. It's a proof that she was. If she wasn't, she would have stayed in the land of Sheba. But with all her riches and with all what she had, she was more concerned about this. Are you so? If you are a blessed creature. And this woman, she heard of the fame of Solomon. You and I have heard of the fame of this precious Jesus. Maybe you heard about him all your life long. But what has it done to you? It never took any effect upon you. Be honest with yourself. The word never was made effectual upon you. That you truly became concerned about your immortal soul. I wish I could hear it. Then you wouldn't care where you had to go to, if you only could find relief for your immortal soul. This is the way this woman was. She took a great journey from the uttermost parts of the earth. She came all the way to Jerusalem. Oh, my heroes, if you are concerned about what's going on within you, then you will be so concerned to be under the truth. Oh, you'll love the truth. You want to come to the house of God every day, if possible, to hear whether this, what you have going on in you, is from God or not. You would like to have an answer. And all many of those dear children of God, they find answers. God doesn't leave them unblessed or uncomforted, though. And neither did he leave this woman that way. This woman, then, she is a type of a living soul. She heard of the fame of Solomon. And so every living soul hears of the fame of Jesus. Solomon was a wonderful type of him. And now she came all the way to Jerusalem with many questions, hard questions, which she thought she would prove him with to see whether he actually had that wisdom that she had heard about. She thought, he'll never be able to answer these questions that I'm going to bring to him. Have you any such questions? How many questions have you? Oh, my heroes, there are so many questions going on in a person that is wrought upon by the Spirit. Oh, they like to have answers to these questions. Is it the work of God? Is it true faith? Is it that my heart has been wrought upon by the Spirit of God? Am I one of his children? Have I any signs, any marks that could prove to me that I am one of them? Oh, my heroes, and if you come under the means of grace and you hear these signs and these tokens, and God witnesses with them, oh, this is richer to you than all the money and all the gold that the Queen of Sheba had. Oh, blessed are you if you know something of what I'm talking about. There won't be any kind of weather that would keep you out of the church. I know this from experience, my heroes. Where there's hunger, where there's thirst, where there's a desire to know and to have a witness that we are one of his, oh, then we cannot stay away from the means of grace. But the questions that this woman put to this king, and the answers that he gave her, and what further went on with her, we hope to speak about next week. The Lord bless my feeble instruction to your hearts this day. That's all.